You're listening to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show with Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley. Today on episode 20, we answer our fans' questions in an episode called Your Questions Answered.
Welcome to our show. We are Rachel Chumley and Mandy B. Anderson. We are co-founders of Big Blue Couch Coaching. We are both certified coaches, speakers, writers, and BFFs. And Big Blue Couch Coaching is a life coaching company. It's for all people who feel worthless, unhappy, and just stressed in their life. And we really work to equip you with the skills to conquer those obstacles and discover your self-worth and just help you to live a more vibrant life. And today we are answering our fans' questions. We love to hear from our fans, and answering questions is a great part of our job. And today we want to share with you some answers to these great questions about faith, marriage, and health. And let's just dive right in because we have some great things to get into. So question number one.
Well, Rachel, this is actually a question for you.
Okay.
This is in the category of marriage and communication.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our fans had this question. What kind of things should we discuss in front of our kids, and what things should wait?
This is such a great question. And it's a question that's often asked. And my answer for that is kids do need to see conflict resolution. I don't agree that everything should be behind closed doors, that every conversation that you have with your husband, when it could get, you know, heated a little bit. Kids don't need to see fighting, but they absolutely need to see conflict resolution. And I think it is okay for them to see parents disagree. But what it's not okay is for them to see parents belittle each other, give each other the silent treatment, or fight dirty. We all have those times and we can just pull out the ugly and we communicate really unhealthy. And those are not things your kids need to see. And so if you know this is a topic that you can get heated in, that it can get ugly, maybe stop immediately talking about it and save it for a time when the kids are not around. Conflict resolution is really a critical life skill, and the only way they learn that is by seeing it modeled. And so it's crucial to their development to learn how to communicate, to resolve conflict. And so don't hide everything from your kids, but use some discretion on what kind of things should be talked about and what shouldn't. Just remember to keep it civil and make sure that you show them resolution. That's the big thing. Sometimes that's all they just need to see, is that even though mom and dad disagree, they still love each other and they can still treat each other with respect and move on and agree to disagree.
Absolutely, because that also sets them up for the ability to remember that once they're older, that, hey, my mom and dad modeled this for me.
Right.
And that's most likely what they will model in their own lives as adults.
Yep, absolutely. So don't hide everything from them. So make sure that they do see conflict, especially conflict resolution, that even when you agree to disagree, you can still be civil to each other and love each other. And that's really what kids need to see. So question number two is a question for Mandy. And the question is, how do you ask God for healing and feel worthy enough to receive it?
This is such a deep question. And I really feel like the only reason I am even qualified to answer it is because I've had this question myself and I've walked through it. For those of you who may be listening to us for the first time, I was actually born with cystic fibrosis, which is a genetic disease that affects your respiratory system and your digestive system. And there's no cure for this. You have to take treatments to be able to breathe. You have to take pills to digest your food. And in moments where you get a cold, like I am still working on today, and it probably sounds like we've been sick for weeks at a time because it's been a couple episodes and we record like 5 episodes in one day.
Right.
But when I get a cold, it can be a big deal because you really have to stay on top of it so it doesn't get worse. And I have definitely walked through my own season of wondering, how do I ask God for healing? How do I work through that of, you know, well, I've been really healthy for most of my life and I feel really thankful, so I feel kind of bad even asking for healing. That's a very common thing. But also feeling worthy enough to receive it. And I've walked through my own season of divine health where some things happened where I took a different journey with medicine that I had never taken before. And God divinely helped me through that. And I was able to do things without medicine that I never would have been able to do before. And at the end of that journey, what I ultimately experienced was that God was healing my heart. He was healing the fear more than he was healing the actual disease. And sometimes that's more important than the physical healing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the freedom that comes from that gift of seeing the worst of what you're going through and coming out alive and stronger on the other side is more important. And so you have to be willing to go through the process of allowing God to work in your life. And this is really accomplished by writing his word on your heart and then training your mind to receive it and to believe it as truth for how God sees you. And we talk a lot about speaking truth over our life. And that really doesn't happen if we don't write God's word on our heart and speak that word out loud over ourselves. Mm-hmm. But another thing to keep in mind with this is that healing really comes in all different types. It comes in different forms. An emotional healing of fear and worry in your heart can be more important, like I just said. But also, it can also come in the form of physical healing mm-hmm. through medicine. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the medical field can get a bad rap from the naturopathic field mm-hmm. because of all different kinds of things. And really, you really have to walk with wisdom when it comes to healing of right. something physical Absolutely. That you require medication for. I have walked that road of not taking medicine and I don't recommend it. However, God works in your life in mysterious ways. And so allowing him to go through the process, but still doing what you can do.
Right. Absolutely.
Is important. You want to make sure that you're doing what you can do and not just saying, well, I prayed about it and God's going to do it, because he does require us to partner with him mm-hmm. in things. And so it's not an easy answer. It's definitely a process, but that's a great place to start.
Right. Absolutely.
So, okay, question number three is actually for Rachel, and it is, when is the best time of day to communicate? Can too late cause fights because of being too tired?
This is a great question, too.
Yes.
And I love, it kind of goes back into the other question about communication, really, too, but let me first answer the second part of the question, which is, can too late cause fights because you're tired? And absolutely, it can. It's not so much what time of the day or whether or not it's more that whether or not one or both of you is tired mm-hmm. because time of day is going to depend on you as a couple and what kind of schedules you have. But most people cannot put really important things to talk about at the end of the day
right.
because you're exhausted. And, you know, talking about anything when you're tired is a really bad idea. So if it's a big topic that you need to discuss, you need to set aside time when you're both awake and you're both fresh and you're ready to talk about it. And one thing, just for some of the differences in how men and women communicate, is that by the end of the day, men are usually done communicating because they mm-hmm. use way less words
right.
than women do. It's a scientific fact.
They're in their nothing box.
Right. They're in their nothing box by the end of the day. So bringing up a big topic to talk about at the end of the day is not a great idea. So if you know that your man is like this, and like I said, the vast majority are, talk about things in the morning and spend the evening cuddled up on the couch together, not talking about important mm-hmm. things, because it's just a really bad time and you can absolutely cause a fight just because you're tired. Along with that, it's a really good idea to not talk about something when you're hangry.
No.
Hangry is when you're hungry and tired, and it just leads to anger. Hunger plus anger. Hangry. Very
it's,
bad.
It's something we deal with a lot.
Yeah. So don't
yeah.
don't go into a discussion tired. Don't go into a discussion hungry. Make sure you really are at your best. Give your spouse a good playing field to be talking mm-hmm. about something that could be a little bit heated. So make sure that both of you are refreshed. Both of you are full. You're not hungry. Because that'll cause all kinds of problems. But just make sure that you, when you have that important conversation that you need to have, those things are covered. Mm-hmm. That you are awake, you're refreshed, you're well fed.
And both of those are really good for communication in general.
In
just
general,
with people.
Yes, in general.
Not just with your spouse.
It doesn't have to be a big topic. Because really, if you are sleepy and you're hungry, it doesn't matter what kind of conversation it's going to be. It could be as simple mm-hmm. as, what do you want to eat for dinner? That could turn into World War III just because you're tired and you're hungry and you don't want to make any decisions. And so
right.
keep that in mind when you're Absolutely. Communicating with each other. All right. Question number four, and it's our last question we're going to be answering, is for Mandy. And this question is, how do you eat the colors of the rainbow?
That is a great question. And it's one that I get asked a lot in health workshops and with health coaching clients. Mm-hmm. And the easy answer is to plan ahead.
I think that's the only answer for me that works.
It is. But I want to give you an example of what that would look like, because a lot of people are like, well, I don't know. How am I going to get all these colors in? And so by planning ahead, this is actually, this is a menu. This is a menu that I had eaten, I think last summer actually is when it was, because it was during farmer's market season, which opens up tomorrow. Yay!
And farmer's market season is a good time to start getting some of those colorful vegetables. And out here, if you're listening and from North Dakota, you know in the middle of January, mm-hmm. getting fresh vegetables is not something that happens out here. Right. So take advantage of it in the summertime and really load up on the
Absolutely.
Colors.
And by doing it in the summer, you kind of set yourself into this habit mm-hmm. for thinking about it. So for instance, for breakfast, what you could do is start with a veggie-filled breakfast. I know a lot of people might think it's kind of weird to have vegetables for breakfast, but try it. Just try it and see what happens. So one way to do this is to have some Swiss chard, which is a leafy green, and you can saute it with some olive oil. You can saute it with white onions and yellow tomatoes, and then maybe eat a poached egg with it, or however you like to eat your eggs. And then you've had a lot of color to begin with. So you've had green, white, and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Then as a snack, you could have a smoothie. And in that smoothie, you could put kale, you could put spinach, kiwi, and apple, some carrot juice if you want to. I like to add my own juice plus complete shake mix, because that's the shake mix that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever shake mix you like, go ahead and add that. And then now you've had some more green, you've had red and orange.
Yep. And smoothies are a great way to add all kinds of colors.
They absolutely are. So then for lunch, if you're eating out, you could look for maybe a pecan crusted chicken salad. So hold the bacon dressing.
Ask if you can.
If you can, that would be a wise thing to do. But if not, it's not the end of the world. And instead, drizzle some olive oil, because that's going to really give your veggies an extra taste. It's going to enhance the taste. So with that, usually a salad like that would have spinach and tomatoes, and that's some more red and green to your day. And then for supper, you could have something light, like a tuna salad with craisins and spinach and Mary's Gone crackers. Those are some of my favorites.
I just love the name of them. I think it's funny.
It is funny. And my mom's name is Mary, so she gets a kick out of this. So then the total colors of the rainbow that you eat with that meal is red, green, white, yellow, orange, and then the purple pink from the craisins. Or you could add some actual berries to it instead, too, mm-hmm. to get...
Right, because summer's a great time for berries.
Yep. And then if you need an extra snack, add some berries to some yogurt. Mm-hmm. Some Greek yogurt, or, you know, have some string cheese and some berries to get some extra protein. And that's really an easy way to do it, but you have to think ahead. You definitely have to think ahead and plan.
Yep. So we have had some great questions, and we love answering your fan questions, like we said at the beginning, because we really want to help you in all areas of your life, whether it's with your relationships, your finances, your health, or your self-worth. And to help you with that, we've actually created something called The 3 Keys to Build Your Confidence. And it's a downloadable ebook that has some great things in it to really help you in these areas of your life. And you can get that on our website at www.bigbluecouchcoaching.com. And we want to make sure that you leave your comments and questions below, because we're going to feature a show like this every so often. And so if you leave some questions below in the comment section, you might see your question answered on the next featured show. And we also want to invite you to hang out with us every day on our Facebook page. And you can find that page link on our website as well, bigbluecouchcoaching.com. And we want to thank you so much for hanging out with us. We want to thank you for giving us your questions and a chance to answer you. And we look forward to chatting with you again next week with a whole new topic on the Big Blue Couch, where life happens.